So Matt Jansen, manager, tell us about it. When did you find out you were going to be the Chorley manager?
Well, I was trying to get hold of Gary for a few days and he hadn't got back to me. And then out of the blue he gave me a ring and apologised for not getting back, but he'd been ill. And he just said, listen, I'm due to work commitments and my kids, I've decided because I can't commit 100% to Chorley, I'm going to step down. And I put your name forward and the chairman, Ken Wright, will be ringing you a little bit later. So I was taken back a little bit. And Ken then rang me, as Gary had said, and asked me if I would come and meet him the next day and discuss being the Chorley manager, which I did.
Was Gary's departure quite a surprise? Was there any signs of it towards the end of last season that you thought, maybe are we reaching the end here?
Well, not really. I mean, I know his business and his work commitments have got bigger and, you know, he wants to spend a little bit more time watching his kids play. But it literally did come out of the blue. But after speaking with the chairman, I jumped at the chance.
You've got the same squad pretty much as you had with Gary. Is it a case of continuing? If it ain't broke, don't fix it sort of thing.
Well, then no pressure then, yeah. I have a great bunch of lads and I work with them, the majority of them, for 3, 4, even 5 seasons, some of them. I know what I've got. They've got a great attitude. It's a great dressing room. We've added 2 or 3, which so hopefully will be a little bit stronger. But we already had a good squad, and I'm really looking forward to it and excited of taking them into next season. And ideally, it's going to be a tough season because it's a little bit stronger, the league, for me, with Nuneaton and Telford coming down and FC United going up, and there's a few chairmen spending a bit of money. It's going to be a tough league, but we're slightly stronger, and I'd love to go one better this year.
How many times have you met with the players since you've been the manager? I know you've had your first game, but has it been 2 or 3 sessions, or have you been back together longer than that?
We've had 3 sessions. This is the 4th session, maybe the 5th session, and the game, obviously, against Preston. That was our first game against Preston's first team. I think it was their first game as well, but we were brilliant. For me, I asked the lads to give me 100%, and they gave me that and more. And I couldn't ask for more from them. It was great to get one under the belt and not a defeat against a championship side who were full strength.
You've been part of dressing rooms in the past where the assistant has taken over at various times. I think of Tony Parks at Blackburn Rovers, who had many spells in charge as caretaker and then had a little while as manager himself. Did you immediately find in the dressing room that you'd gone from Matt or Yanni or whatever to, all right, Gaffer, how's this going to be?
I love it. It's brilliant. I mean, I was the go-between Gary as manager and the players last season, but I explained that Gary had stepped down and that I was now going to be the manager. And from day one, they called me Gaffer, and it's, you know, if that's what they want to call me, that's brilliant. And they've got great respect for me, which is brilliant. So I haven't really had to worry about that. And as I said, they work their socks off in the game against Preston, and hopefully they'll continue doing that for the foreseeable future, and hopefully we can get one better this season.
Yeah, the respect's been there from day one, hasn't it? Since you walked in the door, you know, your CV speaks for itself.
Well, yeah, well, yeah, but you don't expect, you know, suddenly you've been Yanni and then you're Gaffer. So it was quite funny because Gary came into the dressing room to say his goodbyes before the Preston game. And he said, just come in here, Dino. And Dino went, sorry, Gaffer. And he went, oh, sorry, Yanni. which was great for the lads. But that's the dressing room. It's a great place to be. And, you know, I've taken over from Gary now. And we had, you know, we tried to make a great dressing room because that's what we had at Blackburn. And that's why I feel that we were successful. And having a great dressing room breeds success, I think. And that's what I'll try and continue.
Was that quite a strange moment, Gary coming in and saying his goodbyes? Because you've been together for a long time as a management team, haven't you?
We have, yeah, 5 years. I think 4 or 5 years. So, and it's been successful. It was strange. He'd been away, so he wanted to tell the lads himself and say thanks to the lads for their efforts under him. And he asked them to give me the same effort, and, you know, that was great. And, yeah, I understood it. He has to come in and say that to the lads. But, you know, now it's a new chapter, and hopefully it'll be a successful one as well.
Did you have yourself down as a manager when you were a player? When you the sort of carefree style that you used to play in? did you see yourself as a manager one day?
Not so much as a manager, but as I've been the number two and I've been doing my coaching badges, I've nearly finished my A licence now. I thought to myself, I've got to make the next step. You know, I can't be in the shadows forever. So this opportunity came maybe sooner than I anticipated, but you know, I'm relishing it and I'm excited, and each hurdle I get to, I seem to be able to get over, and I'm enjoying it. I'm really excited about the new season, and hopefully we'll do well.
What are the main differences going to be? I'd imagine your phone will be ringing more constantly than it was before. There we go. Is that the case, or were the players pretty much calling you anyway? You know what Gary's like, picking his phone up.
Yeah, well, even to me. But no, the phone has been non-stop, not just from the players, but my number two, Jamie Vermiglio, and Jonathan Smith, who's joined me on board, the coaching staff. But agents trying to sell this player, that player. Oh, I've got a player for you. Friends, Davy Thompson's cousin. Do you want to have a look at him? He's done well for us. So I'm having a look at him. But I'm getting phone calls from everybody and well wishes as well, which has been fantastic. It's been overwhelming, really. Everything's been really positive. If I get a couple of defeats, maybe it might not be. But at the moment, it's been very positive. And my missus is really happy because I'm spending more time not on my iPad playing Clash of Clans. So she's delighted with that as well. So
it is taking up time. I would imagine when you get to this level of football, the next level up pretty much is full-time, isn't it? And this is going to take up a massive amount of your time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like I say, I've never been off the phone, and I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that. I'm being asked what sprinkler heads I want for the side of the pitch. So, you know, going full-time, I can't imagine it would be 24/7, because I'm busy enough at the moment in at Chorley part-time. But that's another stepping stone that I want to take.
Had you put your CV in for any jobs? You said the next step would have been a management job. Have you looked at going elsewhere on your own before this opportunity?
No, not really. I wanted to complete my coaching courses, my A licence, and then take it from there. I mean, I was never going to just plod along as a number two or in the shadows, but once I'd completed them, maybe I would have looked at it there. But the opportunity arose a little bit quicker. It's meant to be, maybe.
What's the style going to be? The Matt Janssen management style. Are you someone who can go in the dressing room and tear the paint off the walls? Or in reality, are those days over in all levels of football?
I don't think you need to rant and rave. You look at Eddie Howe, and he's a fine example of how successful you can be by just talking to people. And that's the way I'll be. Yeah, I'll show my anger or disappointment if things aren't going well. But I want players to express themselves. I want them to excite me, excite the crowd, and play without fear. The only thing that I'll criticise a player for is if he doesn't give 100%, because that's for free, you know, that's a given. Anybody can give 100%, and that's the only time I'll ever go to a player.
You've worked with several managers, some with varying degrees of success, others had a lot. You worked very well with Graeme Souness, didn't you? Have you taken any of his traits into what you're going to be doing? Because we know what Graham's personality used to be like, don't we?
Yeah, I don't think I could intimidate quite as well as Graham could. But me and Graham got on very well. He was a great guy with me, and anybody who was playing in his team, I think, would say that. But I take from all the different managers little bits from that I thought were good from each and every manager I've worked at over my career. And hopefully those good points will rub off and bring success to Chorley.
There's been nothing but success here, hasn't there, over the years since you
and
Gary have been here?
That's pressure again, isn't it?
It's huge pressure, Matt. This is a big club, isn't it? In this area, the attendances you were getting at the back end of last season were absolutely phenomenal, weren't they?
Oh, it's fantastic. Great club, great family club. The fans are fantastic. And, you know, we had over 2,000 against Preston. We've got FC United coming here. And hopefully the attendances will stay, but results will bring more and more people, and hopefully we can get those. And I'm really looking forward to it, because it is a great club, and it is, as I say, a family club and great fans.
Is it taking some getting over the playoff disappointment last season, because you were so close? Did you all sort of leave at the end of last season thinking, wow, what might have been? Had we not got those injuries in the final, where would we be now?
Yeah, it was not what might have been, but what should have been, really. You know, we were cruising it. They didn't have an answer for us at half time, but, you know, those injuries, and like I say, maybe that was meant to be, but unfortunate. And that was a great chance to go into the league above. And hopefully this season, like I say, I can do one better.
In terms of training, are you joining in or are you strictly coaching?
I've set the pace on the 12-minute runs to get the lads fit, because I feel that's fair, because you can't just... I never liked a manager just making you run or anything, so I thought it was fair that I took the pace and felt what they're feeling. Other than that, I don't join in. I might register myself just in case we have quite a few injuries, but I'm more on the other side of the line now.
You were there or thereabouts once or twice on the bench last season in some cup games, weren't you?
I think I got 4.5 minutes in total last season, but we did fantastically well. They didn't need me last season, and the legs aren't as quite as quick as they used to be.
So it's consigned to the past, and in many ways, if you're managing, you haven't got time, have you?
Well, not really. You're planning things, and you're looking at formations, and you're a voice on the side. You're encouraging. Well, I like to encourage all the time, everything positive on the side, or if you have to make changes, you have to discuss it. So you haven't really got time, and I don't think I'll be venturing onto the field much this season either.
But in terms of coaching, are you someone who can go out there onto the training pitch and say, this is what I want? The ability is still there with the feet to say, this is how I want something to be done, isn't it?
Yeah, I can do a demo. But yeah, I can't run in behind quite as quick, but I can do a demo, definitely. And I put a couple of sessions on, and hopefully the lads will grasp it. It doesn't have to be too complicated, and they grasped it brilliantly against Preston on Saturday, what I was after. And there's plenty of time between now and the first game of the season to go through exactly what I want from them, and the formation that we want to play, and the system that we want to play, and the old cliche word, my philosophy in football. But the lads have taken to it, and hopefully they'll continue to.
I can imagine your philosophy is to get it down and play, isn't it?
Total football. Yeah, I want to play football in their half of the field at least. You can get into trouble if you're playing too deep, but I want the lads to express themselves, play with freedom. That's what I did, and I hope they'll do the same and excite us and the crowd and put on some good performances this year.
And you have made some additions. Are you looking at a number more, or are you pretty happy with what you've got?
I'm very happy with what I've got. By adding one or two more only strengthens us. So we are looking all the time. We've got our eye on a couple maybes, but we are strong as we are. But we'll see. Before now and the start of the season, there may be an addition or two.
I know it is a Northern League, allegedly, but there is still some travelling to do, isn't there, in this division?
It's ridiculous how Lowestoft are in our division. It baffles me, but there's a couple of overnight stays because 5-hour journeys, some of them. So the chairman and the board of directors quite like that, so they can have a couple of beers in the hotel bar. But there is a few teams far away, and it doesn't feel quite a Northern League as such.
In terms of the board of directors, have they given you any targets, Matt? What they want this season?
No, not really. They said they're realists, and they said it is going to be a tougher season this season, and they've just wished me all the best, and asked. They didn't want too much change, hence bringing me in, and they've not set me any targets, and I've set myself a target. I want to do one better, so that's my target.
I don't want this to sound derogatory, but in many ways, did you punch above your weight in terms of the expectation level on you last season? That many people didn't see you reach a playoff final at the start?
Well, when we got into this league, fans and everybody around were saying, well, we'll consolidate this season and maybe go try and nick a promotion playoff place the following season. So they were overly surprised at how successful we'd done last year. So maybe we did punch above our weight, but that's all credit to Gary and the staff on board. And the players, getting them to produce the performances they did last year. It's put me under a little bit more pressure this year, that's all it's done.
There's a momentum, isn't there? I think that's probably the key word, that you've done well as a group together.
That's it, and like I go back to the dressing room and the team spirit, there is a momentum, all the lads are together, they've got a great team spirit and a good bond, and they go out together and we go on nights together and day outs together. So I want to keep that momentum going, and hopefully we will.
You seem really excited about this. You seem like, you've got a smile on your face, you're looking forward to training with the lads. You seem like you're in a very happy place at the minute. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, 100%. When it came, it was a little bit apprehensive, a little bit wondering, and what can I do this? Can I, but I've took to it like a duck to water. It's been brilliant, and each hurdle that comes, I seem to be able to get over. So, I'm excited. I'm loving it, and hopefully that'll continue as well.
Did you take advice? Did you go home, discuss it with the family, or?
Well, I don't think I really needed to. My next door neighbour, Gary Caldwell, who's the Wigan manager, I had a good chat with him and asked him about his various experiences taking over at Wigan, and he helped me out with a few things, and he said if you're ever in need of the odd player or two through injury, I'll be more than happy to help you. So that's good.
How many times have you rung him already?
I've been around a couple of times, but like you said before, he's full time, and I can't imagine how busy he is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, as far as pre-season goes now, what's the plan? What, how many more games before the big thing gets started?
Well, we've got Bolton on Wednesday, and then Bamber Bridge, Blackburn, which will be nice. And a few more games, but it's just getting the lads fit, ready for the first game of the season, because that's the main one to win.
So you're underway pretty much the same time as the Football League, aren't you?
Yeah, the 8th of August, I think it is. And, you know, looking forward to it, and hopefully it'll be a winning start for us.
Well, great to see you in the job. We wish you all the very best. And
cheers,
we look forward
Andy.
To coming back during the season.
Thanks a lot, Andy.
Thanks
cheers.
A lot.